විභං ද්විතියා විනිදී සතක්ෂා ඊශාදපත් ඊශාද අපේතස්ස විපද්දස් මිතිහි තන්මායා අතෝ බුල්හා ආවලෙස්යං භක්තිකයි සං ගුරුදේවතාත්ම Therefore, it is advised that our fearfulness, how I shall live, what I shall eat, where I shall live, where I'll have my shelter, we are always perplexed with all this fearfulness. Why? Because we have forgotten that there is one who is giving me all protection. We have become so foolish that a lower animal than human beings, they have no economic problem. They're freely living. In the morning, they do not care where they shall eat, but there is it is. No animal, no bird is dying of starvation. Have you seen any animal or any bird has died out of starvation? And he is providing. But they have no economic problem. The only this foolish and uncivilized man under the name of Somakal is using the intelligence which was given to him for realization of God, he misusing for sense gratification, and therefore they are troubled. That is the whole problem. The world's problem is due to this forgetfulness. They have forgotten the protection of Krishna, God. They think that by this and that hand he shall be able to protect. Nonsense. It is not possible. Can you protect yourself from death? No. Then why did you protect? So, this is the formula. One, ditya means satasya. Ditya means that secondary existence beyond God, which is in battle with Satan and God. So this satanic mentality has made them under the control of the fear. Satanic. What is the satanic mentality? That I want to be God. Always thinking falsely, I am God, I am independent, I can do anything, everything. And whatever I survey, I am the Lord of whatever I survey. Be foolish itself. So this is very nice difference and deference is given by Lord Chaitanya, that our whole difficulty, problem, anxiety, a similar verse is in Bhagavad, another place. Sada samudrigna bhiyam asadgraha. Asadgraha. Asad means a non-permanent creature which shall not exist. Due to us as Lord has in that size, asad, this matter, this just like this body, it is not exist. So giving too much stress on the bodily concept of life, they are sada samudrigna bhiyam. They are always full of anxiety. This is the cause. The foolish people, they do not know. Still, they are very much proud of education. Here is the cause. So because we have given too much stress on this false conception of life, therefore, we are always full of anxiety. And as soon as I understand that I am pure spirit, soul, part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, He is giving me all protection, and my duty is to love and serve Him in answering. At one time, the simple process. How He will give me? He is not poor man. He is what you are, your human being. There are very few. If you compare with other animals, other living entities, you are most insignificant number. Your number is very little. especially for the civilized. If you search out a hole in your room, you'll find millions of ants coming out. Even in your room, you'll find. You'll be overwhelmed. So who is supplying their necessities? Eka bhanam vidudati kaman. In the Vedic language, we can understand that one singular living entity. God is also living entity, he's not what? He is just like a person like you and me, but he's so powerful. Eka bhanam vidudati kaman. One single number is provided. So many, innumerable living entities. So our business is, and Bhagavad Gita will find, Tisham Satutu Jitranam Yogakshemam Mahamyaham. I supply whatever he needs, who is constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness, I supply. I take the goods personally and deliver them. Why should we answer? Krishna will take 100 pounds of flour, 100 pounds of rice and deliver you. Just be Krishna. In ordinary home, you don't find more than 5 pounds. You see in our stock, all 100 pounds. So these are facts. These are not stories. But foolish people, they have no knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Be in Krishna consciousness, all your material necessities, but don't be extravagant. Take only whatever you need to maintain your body and soul together and execute this, make this fragment. And other things secondary, Krishna is upright. But if you want to make your sense gratification, if you want to accept more than what you need, then you will be in trouble. That is Maya. So Krishna has provided for everyone, everything. There is no need of being anxious. But that does not mean that I shall be or I shall do everything at any time. No. So this is Krishna consciousness. Now, Lord Chaitanya says, Shatu Shastra Pipaya Jadi Krishna Mukhaya Shaiji Nistare Maya Sahare Sharar. Now, how to become Krishna conscious? The person who is fully Krishna conscious, he has no problem. Now how to become Krishna conscious? The Lord Chaitanya said, Sadhu Shastra Pipa. One can become Krishna conscious by the mercy of saintly devotees and by the mercy of the scriptures. These two things have been recommended. Not that fools have their patience. I can take myself. I don't agree with the Shastra. I don't agree with the spiritual master. I don't agree with scriptures. I have a quite independent opinion. He's fool number one. Rascal number one. One who says like that, he'll at once take him that he's fool, rascal, anything. You have to take shelter of sadhu, guru, and sattva. Sadhu means saintly persons, those who have got all those qualities. Oh, what is that paper? Are you reading that paper which has been supplied to you? The qualification of devotees? What are those? Can you say any of him? What is that paper? Not with you. It is in the book. Or my knowledge is in the book. No. You should learn. Everyone is missing. So how can you become friendly first? those qualities, 26 qualities, a constantly person. Devotee means to become fully qualified with all the noble qualities. Devotee does not mean a rascal at the same time a devotee. No. As soon as you become devotee, the test is that all those 26 qualities will develop. You have to test yourself out of the 26 qualities how much I have developed. If I am lacking, then you must know that you are not developed. This is the test. What are the qualities? Paul, you have got the copy? What are the qualities?
Kind to everyone.
Kind to everyone. Yes. Then go on.
Does not quarrel with anyone. Construct in the absolute truth.
Yes.
Equal to everyone.
Yes.
Thoughtless. Faultless. Charitable. Mild. Clean. Simple. Benevolent. Completely attached to Krishna, no material hankering, meek, steady, self-controlled, does not eat more than required.
Does not eat more than required, yes.
Sane, respectful, humble, brave, compassionate, friendly, poetic, expert.
Poetic, expert, and silent. One who is too much talkative, that means he's lacking in devotion. He should simply talk about Krishna, nothing more. And when one is actually absorbing Krishna thought, he cannot talk nonsense. He has no time. He does not waste time. So these are the qualities. He is called sadhu. Sadhu means these are the qualities. Of course, not that we may develop all these qualities immediately. But sadhu means this. Sadhu means what is called pious man. So these are the qualities of pious. Sadhu. And shastra. Shastra means the scripture. By study of scripture, you can develop these qualities. That is called scripture. That is upright scripture. Just like you study some book and you develop some quality after reading that book. Similarly, when you actually have scripture, then you develop all these qualities. And guru, whose spiritual master means who teaches you all these things. So you have to make your progress sadhu, shastra, guru, vasva. You have to corroborate. Whether what guru is speaking, whether it is there in the scripture, what scripture is speaking, whether that is in the character of guru or in the sadhu, saintly person and spiritual master. So you have to always make comparison with three things, sadhu, shastra, guru. Nobody can become a spiritual master who has no reference to the scriptures and the qualities. Nobody can be accepted as a qualified man. If one has not developed his character through the scripture under the instruction of Guru. The sadhu shastra guru. The sadhu, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says sadhu shastra. That sadhu includes guru also. Because a spiritual master, unless he is a sadhu, he cannot be a guru, cannot be a spiritual master. And the primary qualification of spiritual master, that he is completely surrendered to Krishna. Completely Krishna conscious person. These are the things. So, Lord Chaitanya said, sadhu shastra kripa jadi Krishna anmukha. Now this sadhu qualification is merciful, friendly, The man, the sadhus that take the risk of becoming friendly and merciful to the fallen conditioned souls, and they preach the message of God. Therefore, their mercy is required. They are merciful. By nature they are merciful. One who is sadhu, one who is devotee, by nature he has developed that merciful quality, friendly quality. So, their business is to enlighten those who are in ignorance, those who are fully absorbed in this material concept of life. Therefore, they preach. And we have to take that mercy. If you don't accept, suppose a man is fallen in the pit and he's trying to come out and another man drops a rope, please catch it, I shall take you out of the pit. He does not catch it, then how can he take now? So sadhu and shastra, they're always ready to give you mercy. But you have to take it. If you don't accept it, then how you can recover? Therefore, initiation means to accept the mercy of the sadhu and sadhu. If you don't accept, so there is no other way. If you think, if you cry that I am fallen in the pit, please take me, and somebody comes and to help you, you say, no, I am not cast. Remember, will help you. So, because I am a living entity, I try for so many things for my daily bread, and I don't try to catch the mercy of sadhu and shastra. Just see my foolishness. I, for getting a work, I flatter so many persons and put my application, but for my deliverance from the material bondage, I don't care. No, I am not going to submit to anyone. I don't require. You see how much foolishness there is. Just like a dog, for his prey, he'll submit everyone. But for his spiritual renunciation, he's not able to submit. Just see the foolishness. For grace, which is already settled by the nature, will submit to everyone. That's why dog goes from door to door and moves its tail. That will give me a break. Give me a break. Yes. So this application, the dog is... And in Bhagavad it is stated that the Brahmin, a Kshatriya, if he is poverty stricken, he may accept something, mercantile, but don't be a dog. This modern civilization is teaching people to become dogs. Go to door and move your tail. Please give me bread. Because they have lost their self-confidence, they have lost their faith in God, that everyone is being taught to become God. And somebody is controlling. And when they are too much, fatigue, they propose another theory, communism. Let this capitalism move. No, this is not tough. This will create another problem. The solution is that you have to become Krishna conscious. Then all the problems of the world will be solved. Everyone has to become Krishna conscious. Then the problem is all the problems that is facing us in this material world will be solved. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said, sadhu sattva kipayadi krishna sambha. The saintly person the representative of Krishna, they are always trying to distribute this mercy. So, if somebody by his fortune accepts this mercy, then he can become aloof from this material world. So one has to accept sadhu sattva kripa. They are always merciful. But one has to accept that and become Krishna conscious. Sadhu sattva kripa is the Krishna mukha. And as soon as he agrees to become Krishna conscious, then his path becomes clear. He'll get rid of this material clutter and his all is full light, full of anxiety and problems. Feel clear. But these things, sadhu sattva, saintly person and scripture, they have to be accepted. If you don't accept them, then there is no other way. While there is no other way, then there is Jiva Gunui, he's fighting, and again, from Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita is the book of evidence. Lord Chaitanya is right. Because it is Vedic. Just like in the law court, you have to cite a section from the law book, not from your contorted mind. No foolish man can argue in the law court, because he has to refer in every step from the law book. The sadhu means that he has to give evidence from the scripture. Not that I think, in my opinion, you can do this. But he's not a sadhu. He's a fool. What is your opinion? You are a conditioned soul. Can you manufacture something? No. You cannot manufacture anything. You have to give reference from authorized scripture. So, Lord Chaitanya gives evidence from Bhagavad Gita. Paid Jisa Gunami. Why you cannot yourself get out of these material classes? The reason is this. This material class is so powerful. It cannot get out. It's not possible. Paid Jisa Gunami. Mama Maya Durasaya. This material nature, which is my energy. Lord Krishna says, it is very strong, very strong. In the history, you will never find that anybody has overcome the laws of material nature by his own effort. No, it is not possible. Therefore, the modern scientific world who are trying to conquer over the laws of material nature by their teeny scientific arrangements, they are all fools. It is not possible. Not possible. If you try for something which is not possible, then you simply go on wasting your time. That is the first thing. But if you accept the scripture, the truth, that as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, this material nature, which is one of my energy, it is very difficult to get out of it. Then in the same man, then why am I trying foolishly in this way, that I can make adjustments in this material world for comfortable life? It is not possible. Then what is the remedy? The remedy is there. What is that? Māme vajaprapadranti mānam nīkāṁ sarami. As soon as one surrenders unto me, he becomes out of his flesh. This is birth. So, this information, we are holding this class from Bhagavad Gita, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from scripture, just to, with reference to the Shastra scripture, and we are trying to follow. We are not creating anything. It is not a manufactured thing, concocted thing. It is standard, followed by great acharyas like Chaitanya. So we are tested. That is the case. We have to become Krishna conscious and follow, as the Shastra says, sometimes as the law books is up there, as he takes help of a lawyer, how to utilize the law books. Similarly, he has to utilize the scriptures by accepting the spiritual master who can guide. He's a lawyer. These are the paths. If you don't accept, go on suffering. If you accept, everything is there. That is the way of Krishna. Thank you.